from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, residents in Stafford Township recently learned more about next week's vote on a $75 million bond referendum for the district's schools. At a public hearing, about 100 residents learned about the referendum that would upgrade aging buildings and technology at the district schools. If approved, the state would pay up to almost one-fourth of the project's costs. District officials say the work is critical to meet growing enrollment at Stafford schools. It would result in an average $22 a month tax hike. A search is underway in Middlesex County for a man who keeps harassing people while naked at an apartment complex. South Brunswick Police Detective Sergeant Timothy Hoover says the incident started in the middle of the night when a man donning only a ski mask would approach residents and touch himself. But the most recent one happened in broad daylight Tuesday in front of a woman walking her dog.
I think that adds to a degree of maybe adrenaline. I believe that this individual wants to be seen. As far as I can tell, he's not chasing anybody right now.
There's been about a half dozen reports at the Royal Oaks and East Garden apartment homes on Route 1, but police believe there have been more and that it's been going on for months. Authorities say a Hallidon police officer is recovering after an apparent accidental shooting at a rifle course.
On Tuesday afternoon at the Passaic County shooting range in Patterson, a Haldon officer shot himself in the leg during a drill. That's according to the prosecutor's office, who says he was rushed to a local hospital with injuries not considered life-threatening. Haldon's mayor sent well wishes on social media, saying it was a borough police firearms instructor involved in the accident. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Bipartisanship seems rare anymore, but the entire New Jersey delegation in Congress is sponsoring a bill to name two landmarks at the Great Falls National Park after Bill Pascrell Jr. The longtime congressman and former Patterson mayor passed away last month after serving nearly three decades in the U.S. House. Congressman Frank Pallone and Senator George Helmy introduced a bill to name the Great Falls Scenic Overlook Trail Bridge and Overlook Park after Pascrell. He led efforts to designate the park in Patterson as a National Historic Park 15 years ago. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting more clouds? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Dew points ticking up to about 60 today. Humidity on the rise. We're right on the edge of what I call sticky air. Once again, lots of sunshine and blue skies through this afternoon. Nice and warm with high temperatures reaching for about 80 degrees. Patchy fog is likely again tonight through tomorrow morning. It'll be comfortable but not quite as cool as it has been. Lows fall to around 60. Tomorrow, expect sun and clouds with highs pushing into the lower 80s. And Saturday looks like the warmest day of the week. Some clouds early on, giving way to sunshine. Highs 80 to 85. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Flemington is 69, Freehold 74, Pennsville is 75. Weather is brought to you by the 420 Expo, Jersey's Consumer Cannabis Convention at the NJ Expo Center in Edison, September 13th through the 15th. The 420 Expo is presented by Wacket Grinders, features vendors, music, seminars, celebrities, food trucks, an outdoor section, and so much more. For info, visit 420expo.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.